Welcome to another sermon podcast from Central Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, Georgia. This episode will feature a sermon delivered by the Reverend Kate Culver. The sermon is based on scripture from Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 16, and Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. Central Sunday morning service for the 1st of December, 2024, the first Sunday of Advent, was streamed to our website, our Facebook page, and our YouTube channel. A complete video or sermon audio replay of this service may be found on cpcatlanta.org. Select the upper right menu, and then Sermons under Worship.
Our second text for today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. Listen now for God's word, for you and for me. There will be signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, and on earth distress among nations confused by the roaring sea and waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand near and raise up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And then he told him a parable. Look at the fig tree and all of the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and worries for this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all of these things that will take place and stand before the Son of Man. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Well, it is the first Sunday of Advent, which is a season of waiting, which we just talked about, a season of reflection and light. It's a time to prepare our hearts for the presence of Christ, who meets us in our humanity. I love Advent. There's just something about it, a shedding of sorts, making room in the darkest night for light. Christ's humanity showed us what it means to embody light in a very human way, and his story reminds us that our brokenness doesn't keep us from this light. Instead, it can help us grow into wisdom and deeper love, and a baby will be born. The light of the world in all of us. So what a great time to talk about the apocalypse. I must admit, I struggled a bit with this text. There's just something about talking about the end of days when we're just at the beginning. And yet, here we are. And as it turns out, I personally needed this word. I've been feeling a little bit discouraged as of late for many reasons. But I'll use an example that hit me pretty close to home. A couple of weeks ago, we hosted a vigil here in our courtyard for the Transgender Day of Remembrance. And it was an event that I, and along with a group of wonderful and quirky humans, worked very hard at. And I know some of you were here. But for those who couldn't make it, it was beautiful. We read the names of trans folks who have been killed this year. We said their names out loud, and we lit candles, and we sang, and our youth even wrote prayers of blessings along with their names on little flags, and then we affixed them to the fence in the courtyard facing the Capitol. And then we ended by ringing our tower bell. It felt like the right thing to do, to honor the deceased, to lift them up. They are, after all, individual precious children of God, just like all of us. And yet, as we began to gather for our shared meal afterwards, I heard this booming of a megaphone. And I look around, just outside our fence out there, And there are folks wearing body cameras, and they're holding signs talking about burning in hell and being very loud, and they're being very angry. So yeah, that's right, our little vigil honoring the dead attracted protesters. They were preaching hellfire, but they were doing it right under our grace sign out front. Now, I know things are the way that they are, and I know that everybody is not on the same page, but to protest a vigil, it felt so very wrong to me, and it affected me. I couldn't shake it. I went from feeling scared to angry and disillusioned by humanity. It hurt my heart. It hurt my head. And when I think about it, it still does. It is a punch in the gut. It just is. And then I'm faced with this text to preach just a few weeks later about fear and about worry and about devastation. But my example is just one. And it happens in my little corner of the world. But I think that the feeling is universal. We feel chaos in the world. So let's take a closer look at the text. The section that I just read is often known as the Little Apocalypse. It's mentioned in all three of the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The oldest version is found in the Gospel of Mark, which was written around 70 AD-ish, which is the time of the temple's destruction in Jerusalem by Rome. And with this convergence, it's apparent in Mark's gospel that Jesus is talking about two things. He's talking about destruction of the temple and things yet to come in a longer span of time, just in the book of Revelation. Now, Luke's account was written about a couple decades later, so he inherited this account from Mark. But what Luke does is a little bit different, because it is harder to figure out when he's talking about the temple and when he's talking about the destruction of things yet to come. But I think that it's both. And either way, it is apocalyptic. Interesting enough, the word apocalypse, though, has been associated with the end of days, or the end of the world as we know it, for those people in the 90s. In Greek, it means revelation, a lifting of the veil, or a significant change. So this could mean Roman soldiers coming to destroy the temple or the overthrowing of governmental structures in Jerusalem, or the changes here in our own time. Friends, no matter the season or the time or the place, we are watching things change and happen, and we are waiting for these turning points, these little apocalypses. And so is the paradox. In this season of waiting, the birth of the light of the world here in Advent coexists with destruction in the same way that the apocalypse exists with the hope and light of Christ that comes and will never go away. Will we see crowds of soldiers flooding the temple, or will we see crowds of angels awaiting the birth of Jesus? Is it a this or a that, or is it a both and? Could it be that the world has always been a both and? Things are hard. And when we see the hard, we are signaled that the hard can and will be transformed. I think this text is a reminder of the rhythms of creation. The world around us hums, gentle and unceasing. It reminds us of the intricate design of the universe. The day turns to night. The seasons change. Things are born. Things die. And these are all tangible expressions of God's faithfulness, which show us that even in these cycles, we can see God's promise of restoration and renewal. And just as the natural world moves in a rhythm, so does God's work. Jesus often points to nature to teach us spiritual truths. Remember, he told us to look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. These signs in creation call us to trust in God's ongoing promise. So too, when we see a sunrise or feel the changing of a new season, we're reminded of God's steady presence and the hope that goes with it. One of the things that stuck out to me the first time I read this text was the part about the fig trees. In fact, when somebody asked me what text I was preaching, I said, oh, the bit about the fig trees in Luke. I didn't talk about the little apocalypse. I didn't talk about redemption or fear. The bit I thought about was about the figs, so I shall read it again. Look at the fig trees and all the trees. As soon as they sprout their leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will not pass away, but my words will not pass away. It's a cool text. It's an invitation to consider the rhythms of nature as both a reflection of God's eternal presence and a call to our own spiritual awareness. The fig tree, with its repeated blooming year after year, reminds us of the sacred rhythm of life, growth, death, and renewal. Its leaves sprouting after winter's dormancy symbolizes the promise of rebirth, not just in nature, but within us. In this cycle, we see echoes of God's eternal creativity, birthing new life, even in the harshest of seasons. This is a text which inspires us to stay attuned to the signs of God's kingdom breaking into the world. It's an invitation for us to participate in eternal birth, to allow the Spirit to renew our hearts and our communities, bringing life where there is barrenness. And we must stay open to it. We must stay awake and be present, because this moment, right now, is both a treasure and a responsibility. It is an unrepeatable opportunity to encounter God. Too often, we rush past the now, and we think about the future and have anxieties or think about the past. But right here in this text, Jesus calls us to pause, to be fully present, and recognize every moment's sacredness. And he gives us a heads up, a warning of sorts: be on guard that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life. Christ understands the human tendency to let distractions cloud our awareness. But the invitation is clear. Slow down, breathe deep, pay attention. We are in a holy space. We can meet God in faithful awareness here. Friends, living faithfully requires us to ask hard questions. Am I showing up in compassion to those in need? Am I prioritizing what truly matters? Am I staying grounded in God's promises even when the world feels overwhelming and impossible? Because faithful living isn't about perfection. It is about persistence. Like the fig tree. No matter what, the fig tree sprouts slowly, faithfully, year after year. And we too go through cycles. And in the end, there is always time for recovery, a time for rest just before we bloom. It's a wintering of sorts. And such is the way of nature, and such is the way of God. This, friends, is the song of the universe. And that's good news, isn't it? Here we are at the dawn of Advent. As we wait for the birth of Jesus, we are reminded to call and wait and act in love and faith, because Advent is a season of expectation, of holding space for the coming of Christ, but it's also a time of challenge. And the challenge is not just to wait passively, but actively with love. Love transcends fear and coincides with the solstice, which is the darkest day of the year, and then there is a miraculous return of the light. But first we're wintering, and we're preparing. And this text was written for folks just like us, folks who were preparing, folks who were struggling. They were in it. And it reassures us that even when things are dark, even when things feel impossible, there is a light on the horizon. Because Jesus tells us in no uncertain terms, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And what does God's word call us to do? Love. 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 We are called to love even in these difficult times. We preach the gospel, we live the gospel. Church, when bad things happen, stand up. Lift your head in the name of Jesus and his call for love and peace. Stay awake. Pray for strength and the triumph of truth. If we are truly living in harmony with God's rhythm, we will become bearers of the light and instruments of God's grace. May we recognize the signs of God's work in the midst of turmoil. May we trust God's promises and actively join in the work of redemption, bringing justice and peace to the world around us. Friends, take heart. People are doing good work in this world. The work of this congregation is doing good work in this world. Our vigil was a good thing in this world. I know it was. I could feel it and I could see it, and I know that it was the faithful thing to do. So, go ahead. Preach hellfire outside our gates. But know that you, like every other person on earth, are a precious child of God, and you are always covered by God's grace. You always have been. You always will be. Friends, God's kingdom is near, but it always is. It always has been, and it always will be. Thanks be to God. And so it is.
Amen. We are glad you joined us for this podcast from Central Presbyterian Church. Central is a welcoming congregation of the Presbyterian Church USA located in downtown Atlanta across from the state capitol. For more information about the life, work and ministries, please visit our website at cpcatlanta.org. We also invite you to join us for worship and Sunday school and experience this exciting and diverse body of believers who seek to be bearers of God's justice in the world. Thanks again for listening.